This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We began yesterday's program talking about the World Series and how all that tense late-night baseball is keeping a lot of people in this region up late night after night. And of course, it happened again last night as the Red Sox beat the Cardinals 3-1 and now have a chance to win it all tomorrow night in Boston.
No question that the World Series has been hard work for the athletes on the field, but as Meghna suggests, it's also been tough work for a lot of working people, and I include myself in that group, who don't have the sense to turn off the TV and go to bed at a decent hour. So, with us to assess the impact of October baseball and too little sleep on this entire region is Dr. Charles Seisler. He's a professor of sleep medicine at Harvard University and the head of the Division of Sleep Medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital. And Dr. Seisler, welcome to Radio Boston. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Anthony.
Now, as you know, this is a live conversation. This was a great game last night. First of all, are you well rested enough to pull this off?
No, because I was up watching the game with the rest of Red Sox Nation.
Okay, well, we'll give it our best shot here. So, what does the research tell us about not getting enough sleep, watching these games late, getting up, getting all worked up, and then going to work in the morning? You know, two nights, three nights in a row.
Well, it turns out that sleep deprivation has an adverse impact on many different systems. So our cardiovascular system, our immune system, and our metabolic system. In particular, the ability to metabolize sugar is adversely affected by sleep deficiency.
Okay. So some real serious sort of organic physical effects there. What do we know about the communal impact, say, on a city if it doesn't get enough sleep? For example, what happens when we change to daylight saving savings and lose an hour of sleep collectively?
In the week after we go to daylight savings time, there's actually a 17% increase in motor vehicle crashes that Monday and Tuesday of the following week. Mm. And there's a 5% increase in myocardial infarctions, heart attacks. That doesn't happen in the fall. In fact, the heart attacks go down in the fall when we add an extra hour of sleep. And interestingly, in the years where we didn't have daylight savings time because of energy saving, you know, where we didn't make this switch, those years there was no increase in that Monday and Tuesday after the weekend that we usually change. So it does appear specifically to be related to the sleep loss incurred when we cut an hour of sleep out on the night between Saturday and Sunday.
That's amazing. So that's just 1 hour on one night. So the effect of, I don't know, you know, three nights in a row, four nights in a row, or say 4 nights out of five staying up too late watching baseball has got to have an effect.
Yes. Well, if you're only getting 4 to 5 hours of sleep for those nights, then you build up as much of an adverse impact on our performance and risk of error and accident as being legally drunk.
Hmm. So do you think that the major leagues and the networks should think about rescheduling some of these games so that they don't keep an entire region up or an entire nation up night after night?
Well, I mean, that's an interesting concept to make some of these major battles come a little bit earlier in the day. It's interesting if you go out toward the central time zone and the western time zone, because one of the reasons why we're later in the eastern time zone is because they're trying to make these primetime events balance out across the nation so people don't have to be leaving work at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in California to watch the same thing here in Boston. And in order to get that nationwide audience, they make the events late on the East Coast. So systematically, research is beginning to reveal that people living on the East Coast get less sleep than they do in the Midwest. And in turn, in California, they get more sleep, probably because many of these major events that we look at collectively as a nation tend to be scheduled on the East Coast at a later time.
Hmm. Well, Dr. Seisler, what's your best sort of medical advice for all of us who are going to keep staying up late to watch these games until this World Series is won or not?
Well, it's definitely going to be won, but the best advice is to take a mid-afternoon nap and sort of adopt, you know, kind of the siesta culture where they like in Spain, they have dinner at 10 o'clock in the evening. They have a shorter night. of 5 or 6 hours in duration, but then take a 1 to 2 hour nap every afternoon so that the total amount of sleep for 24 hours is the same.
All right, the siesta. Well, it might be hard to incorporate that in this culture, but let me ask you one more question about the potential benefits. So I made a decision. I love watching these games. I'm staying up late. I'm getting too little sleep. On the other hand, I feel like I'm benefiting just from the satisfaction of seeing these games, and I might feel a real sense of loss in my life if I was sleeping through them. Any medical research on that that might sort of show that, you know, there's a kind of balance there? I'm getting something, I'm sleepy and bleary-eyed most of the day, but I'm getting something useful back.
Well, having the Red Sox win the World Series is definitely worth it. So I think we may have to tough through this one.
Okay. Charles Seisler is a professor of sleep medicine at Harvard University and the head of the Division of Sleep Medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital. And his considered a medical advice is to stay up late and watch the Red Sox. Doctor, thank you very, very much. Appreciate your help.
Thank you, Anthony.